Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
So I want to tell you a quick Luke McCaffrey story, and then we can get into the McCaffrey breakout this year. So you know I've got a four-year-old at home.
I do.
He is a sports fan. You know, I get him. He's watching games. I'll say this. My kid mostly watches games, I think, to avoid going to bed. Like, there is a scale of how interested are you actually to... Is this just a way that you know if I cuddle up on dad and say I want to watch the game tonight with him, that his heart is all a flutter, and he doesn't make me go to bed, and next thing I know, it's 9:57, and you were supposed to be mad 3 hours ago. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I think that's what's happening. But, like, today, before I come to work, we're playing hockey in the basement. He takes off his Tom Wilson sweater to put on an Alex Ovechkin t-shirt. Like, that's kind of where we're at, okay? But anyway, my wife is driving in the car a few days ago, and occasionally he will say something that is impressive for him. Like, he knows Ovi, he knows James Wood, he knows a few guys. But every now and then, he'll say something super cute to me. I'm a big sports fan, it's endearing, but like, where it kind of blows us away, like, wait, what? Like, he'll just be walking in my house, and he'll be like, I'll be your little Jacob Chychrun today. And I'm like, you'll be what?
Excuse me?
Like, who? What was that? You know what I'm saying? Or like, Marty Ferravari came back. And I'm like, who is this person?
Right?
So anyway, so they're in the car, and I get a text from my wife the other day out of the blue where she says, I have to remember exactly basically what he said, but something to the effect of, now my four-year-old has never lost a tooth and is not close to losing any teeth. He likes doing this thing where he pretends like all his teeth are loose all the time. All he ever talks about is how he's about to lose a tooth.
Oh, that's wacky.
But he hasn't lost a tooth. And if I had to guess, I would say over under 1 year, we're still about over a year away.
Okay.
But he's obsessed with the idea that he might lose a tooth.
Because eventually it's money, tooth fairy, yeah.
But when they're driving in the car, apropos of nothing, from the back seat, he goes, I think I'm going to lose a tooth. I'm going to use all the money I get from the tooth fairy on a Luke McCaffrey jersey. There's a lot to unpack there.
Whoa.
All right. So my wife just texts me this. I think it's hilarious. So I look at this text. I think it's funny. I forward it to Luke McCaffrey. I just say, hey, Luke, I think this is really funny. I think you'll like this. This is my four-year-old son just said this in the car driving with my wife. Luke responds and he's like, dude, don't let him do that. That's hard-earned money. Let me send him a jersey. And I'm like, No.
That wasn't fishing.
Exactly. Like, you don't understand. I just thought it was a cute, funny thing. I thought you might think it was cool or funny or whatever. I was like, please don't send him a jersey. If he wants a Luke McCaffrey jersey, I'll buy him a jersey. And Luke's like, dude, that's the coolest thing ever. Like, I'm so flattered. That's awesome that he, like, said that. He's like, give me your address. And I'm like, again, though, please don't send him a jersey. If he asks again, like, he just says things, man.
Sure. He's just saying words. He's like the Joker chasing his car.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, you don't understand. Like, he wants ice cream, then I get him ice cream, and he cries.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It, yeah.
I'm not trying to Joan and say he doesn't want a Luke McCaffrey jersey.
He's a little kid. That's what they do.
Probably does. But, like, and by the way, he doesn't have kid-sized Luke McCaffrey jerseys. He's got to drive to the store and get one and then put it in a box and take it. Please stop doing this. Like, no. You're very nice. I love you. You don't need to do that, okay? But he's a nice guy. So he's like, all right, I get it. I won't. But, like, shoot me your address.
But also give me your address.
And I'm like, all right, here we go. So today, I get a call from the wife and my son arriving in the mail, signed gloves from Luke McCaffrey.
Come on.
That I get all these videos and pictures of my son running around the house making diving catches. And I'm pretty sure, looking at them, they're the exact gloves he wore for the 50-yard catch this past weekend. The Adidas
just
black
little,
and white
size
gloves.
Down a little bit, or the big ones?
No, like no, no, they're Luke McCaffrey's, like, game gloves. They're not, like, they don't fit my kid. He he was wearing them, and they're like hanging.
They look like novelty foam hands. Yeah,
I'll show you the picture right now. Like, he's running around the house. My wife's like, he's making a lot of noise, waking up the baby, diving all over the place. So this is him making diving catches in the Luke McCaffrey gloves on the living room floor, wearing the black and white silly Adidas gloves that Luke sent.
I mean, they look like mittens. They look like what you'd have to do to handle like radioactive, you know, plutonium rods. Like, they're enormous on him.
So he's wearing the gloves. They do. They look. It looks like a foam hand.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
That you would wear at like a sporting event. Like, and he's getting my wife and her mom's in town today. My mother-in-law to like toss him the ball in Luke McCaffrey's gloves. But just what a nice guy.
Isn't that awesome?
Like, what a cool thing. And I feel terrible because that was in no way my intention. I literally thought, yeah, he's a young guy. He's new to the league. I'm sure he signs autographs and meets fans. But it's not every day I wouldn't think that a young kid is like being like, I'm going to get a Luke McCaffrey. I just thought it was funny.
It is.
And so luckily he didn't go through all the trouble of the jersey.
He didn't like drive to Dick's Sporting Goods to drop $129.99 plus tax exactly. on a jersey for Nunes.
That's what he said. He's like, dude, that's hard-earned money when the Tooth Fairy gives you money. Yeah. He's like, don't let him do that. He's like, let it just be a Halloween present from me. He's like, I'll put it in the mail. I'll send him a jersey. I'm like, nah. But what a good dude. And I just wanted to tell that story because I do think like there's so many good guys on this team that are just so normal and easy to root for, and he's certainly one of them.
A, that's awesome. B, can you imagine being, what do you think McCaffrey is, 23, 24 years old, whatever, right?
Ish.
Can you imagine, like, doing mail?
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll find the appropriate package and then, like, the label for it.
So here's
and then, like,
my
go
hope.
Someplace.
I think he just turned 24. Here's my hope. I believe that by not doing a jersey, like a youth jersey, which he doesn't have, he's probably at the facility, can grab the gloves out of his locker, walk it up to whoever the Miss BJ is now, maybe. And he could either be like, hey, do you have a package? Or he could like slide over the address and be like, can you get these to this address? That's what I'm hoping.
That's
happened.
My hope, too.
I hope it was a 3-minute.
Like, can you imagine if he's at home?
That's what I'm saying.
And he's like, oh, let me find a box.
So, Ryan, I'm not even trying to do Joan session or bits here, but you're about Luke McCaffrey's age. Yes, you're 25. You're a year older than him.
Yeah, I'm 25.
Okay. Have you ever put something in a package with like a, what do they call those little slips?
The
with
label.
The like a
the
label.
Package label.
And had to do all that at like UPS and send a package to someone.
Weirdly enough, I actually have.
Like, what was the context?
I think I was sending like a card to someone in Denver or in California, like one of my relatives of some sort.
That's just regular mail, dude. That's not a package.
Well, I it was through FedEx. It was like with a gift card and everything. I had to go to the FedEx store and I just literally put it in a package and just kind of handed it to him. But I had no idea what to do. The UPS worker did all the work for me.
Am I the only person? This is going to be the nerdiest thing anyone says today. I still find it like kind of cool and fun to do that, though. Like to write mail to someone, which I'm not going to pretend like I do this. I don't have a pen pal.
Okay.
But the idea of like my daughter will sometimes do some kind of cute little art project, and she wants me to send it to my mom or something. She's like, send this to Nini and Papa. So I will put the address with the stamp, and I'll put it, you know, she likes to run it out and put it in the mailbox. I get that same feeling of when I was in third grade at Potomac Elementary, and we used to use the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Oh, what was it called at school? But there was like this little in-school, like school post
office. Inter-school mail. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like if Danny Ruye is in fourth grade and he's your buddy from soccer, you could theoretically send him a letter through the school post office. And like every day the teacher comes in and they're like, oh, Grant got a letter. Danny got a letter. Did you guys have that?
We didn't have anything like that specifically.
We did that at Potomac, and the idea of just sending something and getting something in the mail was the most amazing thing in the world, but I still kind of get a little bit of that because it's not something I ever do. So the idea of just putting something in the mail, like the bills that I get are not as fun. That I'm not that interested in.
Sure.
But it's the, you know what I'm saying? Like
the correspondence
is enjoyable.
I'm going
to go to FedEx. I'm going to put this package together. I'm going to put some stamps on it. I'm going to send it off. It's kind of a cool feeling.
Bless you. Not for me.
You don't have that at all?
None. I despise mail.
Don't you think the efficiency of, I'm not trying to do a one-off with like UPS or FedEx, but just in general, the process of whatever that is, post office, any of it, is incredible?
Yeah.
You just take it there.
It's remarkable.
You hand it to a person. They've done this a billion times, so they're like, they're just like stamping things.
They're over. For me, it's like, make sure this gets to the man.
They just tossed it. My life is in their hands.
Yeah.
They just toss it into a pile. They're like, yeah, you're good. I'm like, but it's going to get there. And they're like, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, tomorrow. They're like, yeah. And I'm like, in Seattle, Washington. You know, I'm just like that's going to be in Belgium at noon, and it's 9:15 a.m., and they're like, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, dude.
And it just happens?
It's going with the other stuff. It's going to Belgium. We
I
got
think
you.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, it's remarkable. But I'm not trying to rip any workers or anything like that. My point is, I don't want any mail. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to categorize it. I don't have like a filing system. People send me things that I need, and it's like, look at this bill or look at this thing you have to call some customer service thing about. And it's like, I don't want, email me. I don't want to do any of those things ever. The instant you give me the green thing, I don't care about the green part of it. I care about the don't send me any mail part of it. I want things easily deletable.
Do you get your mail out of the mailbox every day?
No.
Who does?
Nobody. The mailman or mail person comes right to the door, and they drop it right there.
Like into a mailbox?
No.
At your door?
There's a little mail slot.
And it goes onto your floor?
Yeah.
In your house?
In the house.
Okay, but then you walk in, and you scoop it up, and you go through the mail?
Yeah, 98.7% of it is giant catalogs and trash and solicitors
but
and
good
nothing.
Bit, bad bit. If I write you a handwritten letter tonight and send it to you in the mail.
Waste of your time. Please don't do that. So if you want to say something, I'll see you tomorrow.
No, right, but
tell me.
Wouldn't it be a little bit funny to get like a letter from me and you read it and say like a long letter and it's just about updating you on my kids and stuff?
That first of all, quality bit.
Thank you.
But here's what it would sort of necessitate then. Now I've got to write you a letter and I've got to do mail. I don't want to do that.
Dad, Toby, anybody interested in sending or receiving old-fashioned mail? Nothing? I mean, Tobes, you have family members that are out of the country for extended periods of time. Now, obviously, with technology now, FaceTime, phone calls, you could do all that. But is there any, like, pen-palling, sending stuff back and forth, anything like that?
No. None.
Zero interest?
No.
So I'll occasionally get mail from my aunt. She'll send a card in the mail for Christmas or birthday, you know, random holidays.
Any cash in that card?
Occasionally, there's some cash.
No, man.
Occasionally.
Oh, so is it inconsistent?
It's, I don't want to put her on blast, but you're a little inconsistent.
A little inconsistent.
You wish there was more consistency.
Here's what I think. I think it's perfectly fine to send a card without cash. It's perfectly awesome and even better to send a card with cash.
So much better.
But the inconsistency is borderline unacceptable.
Yeah, there's a, I would say
if I get a card from someone, I better know when it shows up. Is this an Ann who sends money or is this an Ann who doesn't send money? Sometimes there's cash, sometimes there's not.
It's consistent for Christmas. Birthday is more like, yeah, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Last five birthdays, how many times have we gotten some money?
Two.
You're hitting 400.
Yeah.
You'll accept that, I think. I'm at an age where nobody's sending cash anymore, which is perfectly fine. I don't know about you. I mean, you're so much older than me that would be.
No,
probably,
nobody's sending cash.
But do you still get birthday cards from any aunts or uncles or like any?
I'll get a birthday card.
Aunt Judy still does cards, birthdays and Christmas and whatever. And Uncle Scott and Aunt Kit still do them. That's the only relatives I think that I routinely get cards from.
My mother-in-law is incredible at it. And so is my father-in-law, for that matter. They are really, really good at that kind of date remembering for me, for the wife, for the boys. They are awesome at it. My dad will send me a text, happy birthday. But like,
yes,
for Christmas,
totally.
I'll get a card.
1,000% chance, as an uncle, you've never once put a card in the mail with money in it. Maybe your wife has.
No.
But zero chance you have.
I mean, zero.
Right?
Zero times.
By the way, I'm the same way. I think about that. I haven't thought about this until right now. But like, I'm an uncle. I could do that.
I have three nieces who are just beyond adorable. They're not like my hyenas, the boys, when they come to play with my sons, it lasts for about 2 minutes. And then they come into the room, they're like, I don't understand what they're doing. I can't. Can I just color? Can I just be by myself and not make any noise and not wreck anything?
But they don't get a card in the mail from Uncle Danny.
No, and I love them so much.
Does the wife do that for you or no?
I don't.
Like on behalf of the team? Or are you guys just not a card family?
We're not much of a card. We haven't done like a Christmas card or anything like that. So we're not really cardy.
So like my wife is not, you know, some people have like your wife's going to handle that for you and she's going to send off cards to all the nieces.
She's
going to
wife on that.
She's got a calendar. My wife's not one of those wives either. I don't think we've ever sent a card to a single niece or nephew, either side of the family. That's kind of a bad look.
That's not great.
I'm going to have to talk to her about that.
Now, we get presents.
It's my own fault, too.
Yeah.
Well, you sometimes give presents. Sometimes you forget to, and then you give them to Darius about 2 months later, and you act like they're for him.
Okay, that cut deep.
Is that a good bit
That was. I mean,
that is a good bit.
I mean, wow.
That is a deep cut for Pete Wunz.
Okay, hold on.
How many years row have you gotten a present labeled to somebody else? It was at least two.
No, it was just the one time.
The one time.
No, I thought it was
the one time it was mislabeled. The other time, it was on back order. I ordered it correctly.
That's what it was. It was the
time.
Back order, yeah.
So you're conflating two incidents. Once is a manufacturing or shipping thing. Speaking of shipping, it's always nubs. I'm sitting there like, Darius, I'm so sorry. And I think I got it to you in March after Christmas. You know, but like I'm giving gifts to people.
No. Danny is a gift giver at Christmas, and I will say a thoughtful gift giver.
Yes, I try.
You always give me something that I use, that I appreciate, that I like. It's either something to help me drink more water, or it's a nice dress shirt. Or you're very good about that. Especially my favorite gifts are the ones that you give to Darius. And by the way, now we know why.
Months late.
It said dad on it. Maybe that was to you all along.
Was it labeled for dad?
Yeah, it was his dad.
It was. It might have been a shirt that I got from my.
It was a GAR gift card.
Yes, it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah. It's labeled to his father.
So it was actually meant for me.
Mr. Rouillet is listening right now, being like, that bastard.
I got gypped. I was supposed to get a G. I want to go to Silverado tonight.
Your dad is fired up to go to Mike's American, and here, dad's eating steak at Randy's.
Yeah, the whole thing. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but I know I go, please don't worry about the label. This was always for you. Something weird went down. I don't know what it was, but this was supposed to be for you.
Are there Aussie rolls at the end of this? I don't care what happened.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.